Blog Talk Radio.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.
Welcome to our circle. That's like a new intro. I like that. Welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. And I am very lucky because I am Renee Bernard. And I get to like hang out on the radio every Tuesday with all my friends and with these great authors. And Sheila must have pulled strings. And she's like chomping at the bit. But we've got Nancy Holder on the program tonight. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm feeling the circle of love.
Are you
all right?
The circle of love enfolds you. Well, in the pre-show, we're like bonding because we're Navy brats. So we were like bonding. So I'm digging your website. And everybody, by the way, it's nancyholder.com. And
beautiful
bless you
color.
For making it straightforward like that. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Because it's always fun to have Sheila spell out a website three or four times just for fun. So, and look, Sheila's already like, me, hand raised, me. Okay. Sheila, go ahead and talk to Nancy. What would you like to ask her?
Well, you know, I have to say we already have a lot of people in the chat room, so I will go back and forth and throw out some questions that some other people have sent. But I wanted to open up because Nancy has kind of this this tagline, this really great tagline that I totally fell in love with. It's for those who crave the beauty and danger of the paranormal, and I thought, you know. With all of the different books that, Nancy, that you write, and you just have some amazing books, that kind of encompasses everything, doesn't it?
I think that's pretty much me. I think the paranormal is beautiful and dangerous at the same time, and I was actually talking to my sometimes co-author, Debbie, about that poem, The Highwayman. The highwayman comes riding.
Uh-huh.
The moon was a ghostly galleon. And I love that. I love moonlight and danger and vampires and beauty. It just something about that whole kind of gorgeous decadence is just me. It's just, I just love it. So.
Now, you've written a lot of books. There's a lot of stuff that I would like to cover. I know we've only got 15 minutes, so I want to make sure that we talk about we're going to talk about your possession series. And before we go, I want to make sure that we say a little something about Crusade. I don't want to hang up and end this without talking about that as well. But the Screaming Season, the possession series. Tell us a little bit about the series, and then let us know what the Screaming Season's about.
Okay.
Yeah, what's all that screaming about, Nancy?
Screaming about deadlines, screaming about dogs, no. Screaming about being possessed by ghosts. That's what the screaming is all about, and the ghosts are screaming. The possession series is a play on words because the rich girls in this boarding school that our heroine goes to have so many possessions. They have so many things that she does not have. She wants that bigger, wider world they have. She thinks she wants it. It's just so out there to her, it's hard for her to even comprehend that it's real life. And then on top of that, there's a ghost story weaving in and out of the whole series, and it's very, very dangerous and very spooky and very evil. And she uncovers the dark secret of this school, and she gets some amazing allies on the way where we find out that maybe sometimes, no matter what the outer appearances are, you can be sisters under the skin. And in the Screaming Season, Lindsay, who is the heroine, finally figures out what's going on, and we hope she's taken care of it, but we're not quite sure. But
ooh.
A lot of it is that you think that people who are bad aren't necessarily bad. And the ones you think are going to be the ones who will come to your aid may not be. And you have to learn how to trust yourself. And that's her big lesson. Because when she comes to this school, she doesn't trust herself at all. And she has a trial by fire for sure. And she, you know, that's her story. So.
Wow. See, and I just thought boarding school was scary in and of itself, but thank you for adding a whole.
Well, when I write these books, I watch a horror movie every single day. Every morning I get up and I watch a horror movie, and I have a ton of boarding school horror movies. You'd be amazed how many there are. But I do. I watch a horror movie every single, but it has to be during the day because I have to have the whole day to recuperate, and I can't watch them at night or I can't sleep.
Oh,
I'm very
God.
Easily scared. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So is that
yes,
like prep?
Yes, definitely.
Work?
Yes. Yes. It's like, you know how you make a playlist? I make,
right.
like, a view list, and I plan out my week, what I'm going to watch what day, and if a movie really scares me, I watch it over and over and over. And I still have a couple movies on my laptop. I have to move them down to the lower right part of the screen because I can't look at the scene. And I even know when it's coming, and I actually will close my eyes or turn away and fan my hand out so I can't see it. That's
so
what
tell
a,
me... that kind of begs the question. Now, how scary, let's say on a level of, you know, 1 to 5, 1 being not scary at all and 5 being the scariest thing you'll ever read, what level is the Possession series?
That's hard for me to say, because one week I have said it's the scariest thing that you should be warned, and another person said this wasn't scary at all. So it's in my world, I think it's about a 4, 1 out of 5. It's a 4. It's not the scariest thing I've ever read, but it's definitely not scary to me. And if I stop and think about it for very long, it just totally wigs me out. So
now we have a couple of questions that have come in. Now, Aaron wanted us to ask what you enjoy the most about writing the Screaming season or even the entire Possession series. What did you enjoy most about writing this?
Besides scaring the bejesus out of yourself watching films, what else?
Well, I will say by the time I got to the Screaming season, I had lived with my characters for three. This was the third book of 3, and I felt like I knew them very well, and I had been reading a lot of really, really excellent young adult fiction. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was on my game. I felt like I got it. And every morning when I started working, and I don't mean this in an egotistical way, I had a sense that I was going in the right direction. And it was very exciting. When you do that when you're a writer, it's called going into the flow. And I felt like I was in the flow on a regular basis, which doesn't happen very often. That's a huge gift.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was writing the third book, I was like, yeah, I got it. And that's how I felt. The first one, I had to find my way, and my editor and I worked on that book. I think I rewrote it 3 times.
Wow.
By the time I got to the third book, I really felt like I was on my game. And it was such a great feeling. Wake up, watch my horror movie, and then work on my book. It was really a joyful time, even though it was scary. Because when I work on horror, I sit in a little tiny bedroom. I have a 2-story house, and I sit way in this little tiny bedroom with the door shut, with the lights off, with my laptop on, and it gets darker and darker and freakier and freakier, and I get really scared. But while I was doing it, I was chuckling because I knew I was doing it, and I felt really good about it. So
I love that you are a scaredy cat and that you write these scary books, because I have friends that, well, and maybe me, I write the hot stuff, and I won't wear open-toed shoes, and I get a lot of flack for that, and this is just making me feel so much better about the whole thing.
It's method writing and method reading. That's what it is.
Now, I have another question that's come in from the chat room. This is from Rebecca. She said, is the Screaming season the last in the series, or will there be others in this series?
Thus far, it's the last. I want to say it's the most recent, but the series, my take on this is that you can pick it up at any book. You could start with the Possessions, which is the first one, The Evil Within, which is the second, or The Screaming Season. And my feeling is you can read that book without having to go to the first two. But as they stand as a trilogy, The Screaming Season ties off the major questions. So you're not, it doesn't go like, huh? You know, when you finish it, you go, ooh. I mean, I've left the door open and the light off. But you could finish it there. You could say, okay, she finished it. But I did leave it open for more possibilities.
So if your fans get out there and they put the word out and this series hits it, and your publisher comes back and says, we've got to have another one, you've left it open where that possibility exists.
Yes, and I would absolutely adore that with all my twisted heart.
You heard it first here, everybody. Let's get that petition started now.
Right.
Go ahead,
my
Jill,
beautiful,
put that up.
Dangerous paranormalist heart. Yeah.
Oh, I think Sheila has the power. Be careful what you wish for.
Now I'm looking at the book covers, looking at your website, and I know we've given the website out, and when we're done here. After the live show, this will become a podcast, and we'll put it up on the blog at Readers Entertainment, and put these links up live for people. But, you know, looking at your website, I mean, you really do, it does kind of come back to that, the beauty and danger, the paranormal. I mean, there are these deep, dark colors. I mean, there's really a lot of beauty, and it makes me think, you know, how do you mix, how do you put those two things together? It's beautiful and rich, but it's also dangerous and paranormal.
I wish I could tell you, because to me it seems so obvious and so normal, and then I have friends who think what I do all day is so weird, and they just can't even grasp that I find this, like, accessible. So I wish I could tell you. I don't know. It just fits for me. It's just, of course. It's like, you know, goth, if you go to a goth website and look at goth fashions, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And kind of creepy, but it's beautiful, you know, and cameos with skulls and beautiful petticoats and red satin, all that. It just seems like, yeah.
Now you talk about, go ahead.
No, I was going to say you'd be laughing if you could see what I was wearing. Because I'm sitting here in a pair of Birkenstocks. Not wearing,
well,
you know, beautiful.
You mentioned the whole
or
goth thing.
What? You're not wearing a black corset with?
No,
I'm
not.
With the high spike and the no.
No, and I have to say it. I'm in Southern California, and it's absolutely gorgeous outside. It is.
Oh, you had to throw
sunny.
That out. Yeah, thanks for that one.
Yeah.
Nancy, really appreciate that. I'm sure all our listeners across the country will really appreciate the weather report.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we have nice weather here in Kentucky too, so I'm perfectly happy for you, Nancy.
Well, we in Northern California are not in love with you. That's all I have to say about that. As I watch the snow come down one more time.
Well, now that's where the screaming. That's where the Possession series is set, in Northern California. So you should read it right now.
Oh, and sleep tonight? I don't think so. I mean, I don't think I'm going to make it on that scale of four. No, that's okay. You're good. That's good.
Now, Nancy, you had a successful book that came out called Crusade, which
right.
I hear is coming out in paperback in May. Tell me a little bit about that. We have a couple minutes, and I want to make sure that we talk a little bit about Crusade.
Okay. Crusade is sort of a dystopian vampire story. The vampires declared war on the human race, and they won. And now we're trying to deal with the aftermath. And if you think about World War II, there's a group of vampire hunters who are like the resistance, like the French underground. They live in Spain, and the main character of the story is an American girl, and she's in love with a Spaniard. And it's not a big secret. You find out pretty fast that he is a vampire.
Right. I read that one. Well, I can't believe it, but our 15 minutes is up.
My 15 minutes of shame are over?
It's over? Well, yours, no. Are you kidding me? Mine, yes. Yours, no. No,
oh,
I have a
really?
Feeling.
You.
Are you kidding me, Nancy? You are just, you deserve all your success. These are such wonderful stories. And this is just fun to watch, so I'm really having a great time. And Sheila is just beside herself. She's just...
Well, thank you. I
hated,
my
coffee cup to you. Yeah. So I want to throw out before you say goodbye. I know we've got like 15 seconds. ReadersEntertainment.com spotlight all week long. All Nancy Holder all week long. So there
Woo-hoo.
You have it. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Good night,
everybody.
see you
good
next
night.
Tuesday. Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.